Well, I'm backstage right now with Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and I must confess to being a bit in awe because they're two of my favourite writers, and we've got nearly all their albums at home. And first of all, I want to say thank you for agreeing to do this because you must be exhausted.
Yes, we've had a rough day. Yes, we've been up since very early.
Want to take us through it?
This morning we woke up at 6:30, got in a van at 7:30 in Nuremberg, drove 2.5 hours to Frankfurt, got on a plane that was late, flew to London, picked up another two cars, and drove them. I guess it was a long drive this afternoon.
The M4, the M5.
But everybody's out on those roads, not only in England, but in Germany, too. So.
And we saw two cars burning on the side of the road today. And one, I've never seen a car, you know, just totally, well, consumed by flames, yeah.
Well, here we are. We're delighted that you are here. And where are you going tomorrow? The next question.
No fires, please.
We're going to Guildford tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that the end of your European tour?
Yes. For the summer, yes. Yeah.
Our 8-date European tour, where we put over 5,000 kilometers on the van that we picked up in Frankfurt. We went all over. We were in Italy.
We were right on the border of Croatia. I mean, we're not Slovenia.
Belgium, back into Germany. I mean, it's, yeah.
We ate more hot dogs, more Wurst. Care to mention. The Wurst pasta tour.
And will you still have the same agent in a week's time?
Our agent said, I'll never do this to you again.
Yeah, you said, you bet. Yeah. Well,
we agreed to do it. So.
That's because he was traveling with us in the last couple of days, and I think he realized what the slog
like,
is.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to get up and play when you get to the other end.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm told reliably that it's 6 years between albums. Is there a reason for that?
No, it just took forever. What happened? We wanted to get off the label. We wanted to get off the private label, that we were on, because it was so private. Nobody knew about it. We did Heartbeats with them in 1990, I think, and then took a couple of years like to kind of get off it. And then Joe Boyd said, Hannibal's is being taken over by Ryko Disc, and I would like to, you know, have a relationship like... And so, but we're going to start by reissuing the first two records in CD, the Kate and Anna and Dancing with Bruised Knees, and then he did the French record, and then eventually, in that time, we made Madipedia, which came out. That's essentially why it took.
It's not going to be 6 years between this one and the next one, obviously. Hopefully.
No, because we're under contract to make something soon, but we have a rough idea of what we're going to do. We just haven't done it yet.
Okay. Well,
we kind of each have a rough idea. I'm not sure. And Joe has his idea too. I think we have three different rough ideas. So if they come together, there will be a record.
Well, we've been playing the title track Madipedia, and it's one of those songs I describe as like the short story in a song because it's so intriguing. With who is this man? What is Madipedia? Can you tell us a little?
Well, the man was an old boyfriend I had back when I was Martha's age, when I was 17, and he teaches in a college. And when she went to school, he thought that she was me, just because it's not so much that she looks like me; she's built the way I am, and just, you know, when I guess I look that age, I'm about lucky.
You flatter yourself.
Yes. Okay. And we had once gone away on a little trip when I was 18 or 19 or something. We went up to the little town, which is about, like, in those days, he had a beautiful Austin Healey 3000, and he kind of got out of town on two-lane roads, and that was about as far as you could go for a weekend and come back and make it back for Monday morning for school or something. And so it was like my first trip away, romantic weekend.
It's a wonderful song. And Madipedia, what is it?
It's just a town. It's a little town in Quebec, but on the border of New Brunswick. But it's actually, if you look at it on a map, it's like that big thumb that sticks out just above New Brunswick. That's the Gaspé coast. That's Quebec up there. St. Lawrence is between the thumb and the index. And it's right at the tip in there, and that's the beginning of the Appalachian.
Oh my. No, I'm the daughter of Kate. My name's Martha. Who are you? Ma never told me. Never told me about take them up the river to home. And then